You know what that sound means? It's time for Echoes from the Rift. Sorry I'm a little late. This is DJ Sage Monkey, coming to you live from KDLK LP 96.5 FM in Dixon, New Mexico. I've got a lot of really chill stuff for you tonight. I'm going to recycle some of what I used last week, since that was the first time, and the whole town appears to be at a concert right now, and all y'all listening remotely probably are brand new to this, so and I'm brand new too, so bear with me. Got a lot of good stuff coming up for you.
Is like
Unstable Unicorn.
What?
A safe place to be. But only for a while. Unstable Unicorn.
Unstable Unicorn.
Back.
Thank you.
obviously the adventurous type come here.
just a personality disorder of mine. You know, sometimes when you call me, I'm kind of in an upbeat mood, and sometimes, like today, you caught me in one of these tired, somber, you know, reflective moods where I've been, you know, sitting there, you know, mulling over climate change for about the past 10 damned hours.
Cherry pie, while it's Friday night. time when I wanted you to stay. You'll know the cost. It's you who's gonna pay. I'm stronger now.
Everybody has a story about why they're there.
There's our legacy. Going down the road, lumber truck.
Fear. That's Operation Shankabanka. Thank you for the loan. See you when you come to repossess my home. Alone at night, sweating with visions of Armageddon. I never seen the threat, yet I feel threatened. Parts of our society designed to smear. Freedom, don't succumb to this culture of fear.
Okay, I'm letting go. I'm starting to.
Sorry about that, y'all. I'm still getting the hang of the controls here.
Put your hands together for Sally. color of the sky, the shapes of the clouds, the contrast of the black and the sun shining on, looks like the ocean, and, you know, the rainbows, the moonbows, the starry nights, you can feel it.
It doesn't feel crazy to me. The lava field itself feels more like home than any place I've ever lived. It's the place that I feel such a sense of belonging that there is no explaining it. So most people, when they drive up to my house, the first words out of their mouth are, how can anybody live here? And I say, it's actually a privilege.
People cannot feel that they are whole in their universe if they have no control over their destiny.
Well, I don't know. I suppose some of us are cave dwellers. Some of us live in houses. Some of us like to be loose-footed. I'm a rambling man. Yeah.